Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
Let me start this segment by saying this is familiar ground. A number of state new car dealer associations are prodding Volkswagen, who's the parent of EV maker Scout Motors, and Sony Honda Mobility about their Afila sedan, about their plans to retail vehicles to consumers. They're worried about what I'm calling a Tesla-type end run around their businesses and are asking questions. So what's the hubbub? What's the problem? Franchise law in most states and at state level protect most new car franchisers so that they can protect their investment. If you have a new car franchise, there are laws that prevent somebody else from opening the same franchise down the street or around the corner. You have territories by law. And there's certain things that folks can and cannot do when it comes to new car franchising. What factories can and cannot do. About 10 years ago, Tesla took on most of these state organizations and went to court. And it's also why in some states you can buy a Tesla and in some states you can't, because of state franchise laws. Tesla wanted to come directly to their customers and cut the dealer out. And there are two schools of thought on that. The first school of thought is by eliminating the middleman, you can go direct to the customer, and they can get a benefit of lower cost. The automaker can get a benefit of a closer relationship with the consumer, which helps inform them on what they need to develop or any problems that come out. It eliminates the dealer. That's the one school of thought. On the flip side is the dealer network for when you need service, when you need warranty work, when you need to take your vehicle in to get looked at. The reason why this works for Tesla is something that is basic to all EVs. It has less things to break. No belts, no fluids, no fire, nothing. No spark plugs, no radiator, no oil to change, no filters, save for a cabin air filter. Save for brakes, tires, and windshield wipers, and maybe windshield wiping fluid. That's it. Of the 400 to 600 parts that go into an internal combustion engine, in an EV motor, in an electric generator, 18 moving parts. You tell me which one is less to maintain. Tesla even has roving repair people. They'll come to you. So save some sort of massive accident situation where the body is damaged or some problem where the batteries have been significantly compromised. For a lot of the little stuff, Tesla can fix it at your work in your driveway. And for everything else, they can do what they call an over-the-air update, meaning nobody has to even get near you. The car will say, there's an update. Do you want to start it? You press yes, and it downloads it without you having to take time out to take your vehicle to the dealer, saving time, money, and allows the manufacturer to correct safety issues, give you more options, give you more choice, give you more ability to customize your vehicle, improve your vehicle, upgrade your vehicle without it ever leaving your driveway. Now, against that, you've got Scout, who said, we're an independent company from Volkswagen. You dealers don't have an automatic right to a franchise. And Sony Honda Mobility, who also said to Honda dealers, guess what? Same goes for you. However, they did not say whether or not they're going to set up a separate dealer network or how they're going to sell these vehicles when they come out starting in 2026, which is a little less than 2 years away. The dealers want a level playing field, but like everything else with technology, times are changing. Here's a question. Do you need a physical dealer within 20, 30, 40 miles of you if you have a vehicle that for most of what you would need, you can get from the manufacturer directly through an over-the-air update? Think about this. Other than tire rotation, which you can take anywhere, you know, there's nothing to do with the engine and probably most of the electronics. Tesla has a reputation, by the way, because they developed all their electronics in-house to be more reliable than the rest of the car. Most of the problems you have with Teslas have nothing to do with the systems. Has to do with the car itself, but still fixable. Yet here they are. And I can't help but wonder, are they holding on to a way of doing business that is antiquated? Most people hate going to the dealer. Most people do their shopping online. You can even arrange for a test drive from any manufacturer nowadays online. They'll bring the vehicle to you to test drive. And that's even regular dealers today. Do I need a dealer? Do I need a dealer? I can go to a tire place and get my tires rotated. I can go to an auto parts store and get my wipers replaced. Other than little hardware stuff, you know, I just don't see it. Even Tesla, to come back to their example, only wants you to see an authorized Tesla dealer once every 2 years. 2 years. And if it's like most things nowadays, you probably don't even need to do that. Unless something really, really, really goes wrong. So is the big question, are the dealers much to do about nothing? Are they maybe Luddites saying, you know, we're against change because change would hurt us and we don't want to make a change with the times and find other ways that if you can't beat them, join them? We're just going to try to beat them. I don't know. A lot of things are changing in the automotive industry. The way cars are bought, sold, manufactured, engineered, everything is changing. And in this last 10 years, more has changed than a prior 50. The big deal in 1980 was downsizing vehicles and the first rudimentary engine computers. Today, those cars would be considered antiquated, and they were modern for their time. But today, they're like, really, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have that, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have that. And we're moving at lightning speed. Lightning speed. It should be interesting to see if the dealers will win out or if the courts will say, you know what? Like Tesla? No, we're going to let them do how they want to do to reach customers. We're not going to defend your franchise laws anymore. It's food for thought, particularly since most people don't want to deal with the dealer anyway. You know, we're just going to have to see whether they'll be able to reinvent themselves. Because change is a coming, and it's coming really, really fast. Because you just don't need everything that you need. Parts, service, nah. It's going to all change, and it's changing in real time right now. So we'll see what happens with Scout and with the Afila electric car. This brings us to the end of our visit. Be sure to join me again right here next time. You have been listening to Tech Mobility Show.
The Tech Mobility Show is a copywritten production of Tech Mobility Productions, Incorporated. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or any other use is prohibited without the written consent of Tech Mobility Productions, Incorporated.
For those of you that listen to podcasts, we have just the one for you. Hi, I'm Ken Chester. Tech Mobility Topics is a podcast where I upload topic-specific videos each week. Shorter than a full show, these bite-sized programs are just the thing, particularly if you're interested in a particular topic covered on the weekly radio show. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many podcast platforms in between, we got you covered. Just enter Tech Mobility Topics in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts. Social media. It's the place to be, and we're no exception. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. Several times a week, I post to TikTok several of the topics that I cover on my weekly radio show. It's another way to keep up on mobility, technology, news, and information. I've built quite a library of short videos for your viewing pleasure, so be sure to watch, like, and subscribe. That's the Tech Mobility Show on TikTok. Check it out. To learn more about the Tech Mobility Show, start by visiting our website. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. The website is a treasure trove of information about me and the show, as well as where to find it on the radio across the country. Keep up with the happenings at the Tech Mobility Show by visiting techmobility.show. That's techmobility.show. You can also drop us a line at talk@techmobility.show. Do you listen to podcasts? Seems that most people do. Hi, I'm Ken Chester, host of the Tech Mobility Show. If you missed any of our weekly episodes on the radio, our podcast is a great way to listen. You can find the Tech Mobility Podcast just about anywhere you can enjoy podcasts. Be sure to follow us. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many platforms in between, we are there. Just enter the Tech Mobility Podcast in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts.